Hello, and welcome to Radio Education. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Thank you for allowing us to come into your home once again. With us today is Superintendent Dr. Diana Jones. Welcome, Dr. Jones.
Thank you, Adri. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. So it's a pleasure to have you as our co-host today. And this gives us an opportunity to catch up briefly on your summer.
Well, thank you, Adri. It is my pleasure to be joining you. Summer went by very quickly.
I'm sure.
As we are closing down one school year and starting another. The summer, though, is an exciting time for us to reflect and then prepare. We had a board retreat, an administrator's retreat. We attended professional development conferences. Dr. Murillo and I always enjoy leading our new staff orientation as well. I got to spend some time with my family in Oklahoma, and I also took my two daughters on a girls' trip to California. It was a fast summer, but exciting and very fulfilling.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing that. So, Dr. Jones, since you're here, can you catch us up about the building downtown? Where are we with that?
Absolutely. We are still in the process of due diligence and do not yet own the building.
Okay.
That's an important note. Bankruptcy processes are slowed down due to all the many entities that are involved and requiring us to be very patient. We are currently in the process of requesting code variances from the city of Alamosa for us to occupy the 700 main building. This would allow for administrative offices on the second floor, as well as the alternative school, which would be housed on the first floor. Requesting code variances is a process as well. We have presented to the Planning Commission and are scheduled to go before the City Council in October and November. We'll have a work session on Wednesday, October 9th at 6:30. On Wednesday, October 16th, there will be a City Council meeting with the first vote as to whether or not they will move that vote forward in changing those codes. And then Wednesday, November 6th, the City Council will have their second vote at 7 p.m. And our goal is to provide adequate learning space and opportunities for our students attending the alternative education school, as well as a tutoring space for our students attending Alamosa Online. We initially moved out of the original administration building at 209 Victoria because it was easier for us to find office space and classroom space as we were trying to provide our students with an alternative option for learning. The Early Childhood Council has been so gracious in allowing us to sublease part of their property at 403 Santa Fe. They, however, are wanting their space back, and we need to have a place for our administration. Most importantly, all students deserve to have a safe and comfortable learning environment, and we believe that the 700 main location provides us with everything we need and more. There will be additional office space available for us to rent out to other businesses in need, providing the district with some residual income.
And that extra space will also just give us some, it opens the door, you know, to explore other opportunities for use in that space.
Absolutely. Currently, we have people that are having to work from home because we don't have enough office space.
Oh, dear.
We currently have people reach out to us and want to use our space on a regular basis now that we are sharing that space with early childhood. The Colorado Association of School Boards was just here a few weekends ago utilizing our space. The Department of Education of Colorado has used our space several times. So we certainly want to be good community partners and open our space for those in need.
And we also want more space for the alternative.
Absolutely.
And online schools, right? Because we have other students that might benefit from attending there, but we're limited in space.
Right. Right now, we are at capacity and beyond, honestly, and we still have a waiting list. So we want
right.
to have the opportunity to meet all the needs of our students and make sure that they can graduate and become productive citizens.
All right. Well, thanks for that update. Well, let's move into our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses. So what important information do you have to share with us today, Dr. Jones?
Well, gosh, there's a lot of things happening, but what I want to focus our attention on today is the opportunities and the need for families and parents and guardians to become involved in our district. We have the school advisory committee, which meets at the school and meets with the principal and other parents. We have the district advisory committee that meets monthly at the administration offices. It's the first Monday of the month at 5:30. We have calendar committee that will meet most likely one time a year. And it's a great opportunity if you want input in the calendar to sign up for that. We have an opportunity called PICS, Parents Involved for Community Students. That opportunity, the people that attend PICS is typically held in at the board in the boardroom, but it is in Spanish. And then there's always an opportunity in the next few years. We'll have school board openings, and we need people to run and support our district. And so these are ways that anyone can become involved. And, you know, it's easy to sit back and wish that things were different, and we want to hear everyone's input, but it's easiest to get involved and to be a part, and most of these things don't take too much time out of your day. There's also an Alamosa Family and Community Leadership Academy that we're starting this year for the first time. It will be 3 sessions, an hour long, and dinner and child care will be provided. So look for that information for Alamosa Family and Community Leadership coming soon. And there has been the last 2 Moose messages, and there will be again this weekend, a Google form in the Moose message where you can let us know if you're interested in any of the district committees. If you complete that form, someone will contact you and we can answer any questions that you may have. But we certainly, most importantly, encourage parents and guardians and extended family members to attend any or all events at the sites, because everyone is always welcome.
Wonderful. And thank you for that information, Dr. Jones. And, you know, research shows us that a parent being involved in their children's education is an important step toward that child's success. All right. So join up, parents. Have a say. Learn what's going on firsthand. Join us on one of our committees. All right. Well, let's move on to our next segment. Celebrate. Dr. Jones, this is our favorite segment because we always get to meet interesting people who work in our district. So tell us, who are we meeting today?
Well, today we have a very special guest. This person is new to our district this year, but has many years of experience in education. He recently served as the principal of the elementary school in Lahara, where he was a very successful leader. Let's welcome Mr. Rick Salazar. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to join you today.
Well, Rick, congratulations on your new position with our district. Tell us a little bit about yourself so we can all get to know you a little bit better.
Okay, so I grew up on a ranch, so come from ranching background. I think I learned a lot of my work ethic with living on the ranch.
But,
So I have a wife and 3 daughters. One of them attends Adams State University, and she's in nursing. My second daughter, she is a sophomore this year at Colorado State University, wants to be an anesthesiologist.
Oh.
And then I have a freshman in high school as well. And it'll be interesting to see what she wants to be because they're all so different. But yes, so come from a teaching background. My mom is a teacher. My sister's a teacher. So I've been around education for a long time. And I graduated from Sanford High School, so I'd get on the bus way about 10, 15 miles away and ride to Sanford. And always knew I wanted to be in education. Got my education degree. I've taught 4th grade for a few years, and I've also been a reading specialist as well. Mm-hmm. So embraced those opportunities of helping students that needed help with reading. And then I wanted to do more, so I got my my administration type D principal degree. And I had been a principal for about 10 years, and then the Alamosa opportunity popped up, and here I am today.
Excellent. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Rick, for those people who may not even know or can't even fathom, honestly, what does your day look like as an assistant principal?
Well, the word busy is is one. It is very busy, but anybody that knows me knows that I really like busy, or I'm crawling up walls, but I like busy, but it's a good busy. In everything that we face is to help somebody in their life to achieve growth, whether it's growth with the way they act or growth with education, but it's all positive, and it's just amazing to see a student achieve growth, no matter what kind of growth it is.
Well, every time I've been at Alamosa 3-5, he is true to his word. He is a man on the move.
Well, excellent. And I'm sure those younger kids just keep you moving all along. And, you know, you brought up something important, which is we're looking for growth. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's in behavior or social skills, and we want to help develop those as well. And I know I talked about this before, but parents, we like are thinking about your children, and we go home, right? And they're on our mind, and we're trying to figure out what we need to do to reach that student, to help that student. So if you ever think, yeah, teachers, they, you know, bell rings and they're out of there. No, doesn't work quite that way, right? And so I'm glad you pointed that out. We're looking at the whole child.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Excellent. And a lot of times, you hear it on the news and everything else, everybody's looking for educational academic growth.
Sure.
But if you get to look at students and the growth they make, not only in academics in a year, it is just amazing. And you know, you sometimes wonder how we have such great teachers, even in today's world. Well, it's because they get to see all types of growth in a year, and it's just so fulfilling. So
absolutely,
it's just really exciting.
Cool. So, talking about exciting, what excites you the most about your new position in Alamosa?
One of the things that enticed me about this position is, for 10 years, I was the administrator at La Jara Elementary, and it was pretty much me, the administrator there. And now there's this opportunity to have two administrators in one building, and two has to be better than one.
Brains at work.
Yes, definitely. And so that is one area that I really have embraced, is bouncing ideas off each other. And if you're not sure with something, you have a second opinion that is just right there that you can get. But I believe that it's more effective as well. You can reach more students, mm-hmm. more staff, and be able to help more. But, you know, and the 3-5 is really enticing as well, because you're focusing on third, fourth, and fifth grade. And so you get this targeted instruction in those areas. And it's really exciting. Just that's part of it.
Excellent. Thank you.
I think I've asked you this before, but help our audience understand, why did you decide to become a part of the Moose family?
Well, so at least the 3-5 building, and I think the rest of the district as well, is I have looked at data, and I'm a data person. So even where I was at, I was looking at data, and I was looking more at the 3-5 area, because K2 doesn't do the assessment, and they're in the green. They've been in the green. Now it's like, obviously some good things are going there, but I'm a man of challenges, and I'm a man of purpose, and everything was going great at La Jara. It's a great community. We have great kids there. The staff is just amazing. So everything was going great there, but you know, I've had a lot of years in my career, and I'm always about challenges, and not that Alamosa needs any fixing or anything like that, because obviously they're doing great, they're in the green, but I just wanted to earn new relationships with students, staff, the community, and I wanted to learn new practices, and in doing that, refills my purpose tank. But I really felt like a larger school like that, it's a challenge for me to be able to reach more students. So that is one of the reasons.
And, you know, Dr. Jones, I know you've been in other places as I have as well. And everywhere we go, we learn something, and we take it with us, and you know, move into a new area and see what we can use from our storehouse of of experiences. So you have now had time to settle into your job. So tell us something positive about Alamosa 3-5.
Alamosa 3-5 has some amazing teachers. I've had the opportunity to observe probably all of the teachers on staff, and I'm just amazed and happy with a lot of the teaching techniques I've seen, the connections they make with their students. Administration has been great there as well, and I just think about everything has. But one of the things that I really have noticed is there's a lot of respect with students, and you take almost 500 students in grades just 3, 4, and 5. You kind of wonder about some of those things, but wow, obviously a lot of Alamosa parents are doing a good job, because I've seen a lot of respect, a lot of thank yous, and I get to practice speaking Spanish with a lot of the students there as well. We have a lot of Spanish speakers, and I speak Spanish, so that is really exciting as well, and just making the connections with all the kiddos, but it's been great.
Excellent. So you probably know what the next question is going to be. So what is some change or improvement that you want to work on or are working on right now?
So I think probably change or improvement is, it's not really a change or improvement, but it's to keep Alamosa 3-5 in the green performance-wise, but never forgetting about the whole student at the same time, is we have to meet students where they're at. And no matter what level they're at, we would like to see some growth, but it may not be the growth that, you know, the Colorado Department of Education wants, but we want to be on an upward trend with growth no matter what happens. But yeah, we want to stay in the green.
All right.
So as you think about those things, and, you know, sometimes we wonder what are the concerns about education in general today? Or sometimes we'll say, what keeps you up at night worrying about either your students or the future of education? What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, so my first thought is fulfilling the needs of every student that we have there, because they have so many different needs. We do not want to forget about the student that is practicing respect and that is getting good grades. We don't want to put them aside because they've already reached the point most people think we want to get to.
Right.
We want to help those students excel. But on the other end, if we have a child that is having some issues with learning in groups, or, you know, even behavior issues, we need to fulfill their needs as well. So that would be the first part of my answer. But then the second part of the answer is getting teachers what they need. Like, how are we helping teachers to fulfill the needs of the students? So I think it's, you always hear that it's always about the students, and yes, it is, but I like to add, it's always about the students and the teachers in that sentence, because if we can get them what they need, they can provide their magic to their students, and we have a great place.
We often say we want to create the conditions for our staff and our students to be successful.
Sure. Yes.
So you mentioned that you had the opportunity and you get to speak Spanish with our students and parents. Talk to us a little bit about the importance of being bilingual in Alamosa School District.
I think it's very important is... So I was bilingual early on. I learned Spanish and English right about the same time. My grandparents would, I'd stay with my grandparents when mom and dad would work, and it was Spanish only. So we'd speak Spanish only. Then when I went back home, it was English and Spanish with brothers and sisters and mom and dad. But then when I went back to school, when I became kindergarten age, it was English only.
Right.
So I lost a lot along the way. And I just want students that are bilingual to know that it's really important to be both. There's just so much learning that can take place if you're bilingual, and to embrace it, because a lot of times students do not embrace it. And, you know, I was speaking Spanish to a student today. We had a couple students move in yesterday, and they're primarily Spanish speaking. They know a little bit of English, but I had a couple students on the side, you speak Spanish? And I'm like, yes, I do. And I just saw the flicker in their eyes, and right, because they yes. are Spanish speakers as well. So yeah, I think bilingual is really important, and it helps students to realize that it's something good if they are bilingual.
It's truly a gift.
Yes.
To be able to do that.
I had a similar experience to you in that I was surrounded by both languages from the very beginning. And the brain is just a marvelous, mm-hmm. marvelous thing, because it can learn several languages at the same time. It does not take away from learning one language. It enhances
yes.
and builds on your knowledge of each language. And at some point, and I was not aware that it was happening to me or my siblings that were close in age, but I saw it happen in my youngest brother. So about the age of 4, maybe earlier, your brain separates the languages where they belong. And you know who you're going to speak one language to and who you're going to speak the other language to. And it's just amazing. And I've heard of, you know, just people I know who, where their kids have learned 3 languages at the same time. And how amazing is that?
That is.
You know, in our community where we have some children who are listening to Kanghobal at home, who are listening to Spanish, who are coming, you know, then listening to their siblings who are in school speak English. And all 3 languages are going in their brain. And research shows us that it's a great thing
yes.
to learn more languages, because it builds more learning space within the brain that you can then use to learn other things. Mm-hmm. So here's my question,
okay.
and it's really for both of you, or either of you. Do you see us adding another language during the elementary years?
I would love that. Dr. Murillo and I have talked about, ever since we first arrived in Alamosa School District, we would love to have, at some point, a dual language school. And we see the value in that and the importance of that. But, you know, it takes a lot of planning. It takes some space in a building, and it also takes extra staff. And so that's something that we're dreaming about.
Okay.
That we
All
want
right.
to have.
As long as we're thinking about it, right?
Absolutely.
Rick, what are your thoughts on that?
I have the same thoughts. I think that would be amazing. I think it'd be a benefit to students.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if we could get that done, that would be amazing, and I think it would really provide a lot of learning for a lot of students.
Yeah. I have had the privilege of teaching Spanish at the middle school level here and in a previous school as well. And it's still a good age, but catching them earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the brain is fresh and ready to learn more languages.
Yes.
All right.
Well, Rick, as you have joined us in the Alamosa School District, and we've talked a lot about our strategic plan and our UIP and how we want to improve, what is the key in your mind to improving schools?
I would say you're already on the path to doing that. It's making the connection and building the relationships with the school district and the community. I think that partnership right there will just bring success anywhere that you have. So I think we're right on track with that already, and everything else seems to be in place. I think there's a good plan into place. And, you know, a lot of times, so we're in the green in 3-5, but, I think a lot of times people do not realize that, success is not immediate. You can have good plans into place,
uh-huh.
but sometimes it takes a while to show the fruit of that. It takes a while. So I think the plan is great, and with some hard work, I think you'll see success.
So we have parents listening to us. What advice do you have for those parents who are listening? How can they best help their children?
Well, I would start off with an elementary answer, and that is read with your child every night if you can.
Absolutely.
Reading is so important. But I know life gets difficult. It happens to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
I get home and the last thing I want to do is help my daughter with homework, but I know I have to do it.
Right?
And so,
yes.
You know, I just find ways to do that because I know it's almost like money in the bank because the more she learns, the better life she will have with education. So I would say, although it's very difficult, find time to go over those academics with your child and, you know, keep doing what I've seen at Alamosa so far. And I think I've seen it everywhere I have is practicing the respect and, you know, the kindness
okay.
with your children.
Mm-hmm.
That carries off a long, long way. I mean, we see the benefits of that in schools every day. So something so simple that, you know, parents can do, I do that at home. And it just leads to students feeling good about themselves or their children. And I think learning takes place with that feeling.
Right. And so going back to the reading part, read with them.
Read from the very beginning. Yes.
Just, you know, make it a family tradition, mm-hmm. right? That bedtime story or whenever you can, right?
Yes. Reading is great.
All right.
Even if it's a street sign or a sign down the road. Read.
Well, Rick, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate all the information and wish you the very best this school year. And we are sure it's going to be spectacular. Any final words?
Read with your children. I'm glad to be here. And if I can help out anybody with anything, please contact me. I'm always willing to help. And it's been a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you for having me.
We are thrilled to have you on our team.
Thank you.
We are moving on to our last segment. Upcoming events. So let's talk about what's coming up this week.
Well, this week we have parent-teacher conferences at the elementary school, and we've had lots and lots of parents attending, and we're thrilled about that. That's such an important piece of a student's education, and we're thrilled that the parents are there and learning about what's happening. Then the secondary schools there, parent-teacher conferences will be September 30th and October 2nd. On September 28th, we'll have the Hispanic Heritage Celebration at the Family Center at 807 Ross from 2 to 6 p.m. And the first 150 people there will get free food. So come and join us.
All right. And that's going to start, food starts to be served at 4 o'clock?
Correct.
Excellent. So, you know, parents, football, volleyball, cross country, they're continuing their games, their races. And I sure hope that you will join our teams and support them. I also want to give a shout out to OMS, who is starting a math academy. And so permission slips for those invitations are going out. If you receive one, we really hope that you will sign your child up, and this is to provide middle school students with the opportunity to close those learning gaps in math. Well, thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow. And don't forget to participate and come to our upcoming events.